At a time when some well-known opera companies are closing their doors, El Paso Opera has been flourishing, and with me are a couple of reasons for that. David Grabarkowitz, Artistic Director of El Paso Opera, is here in studio with me, and we are joined from Savannah, Georgia, by Cheryl Milnes. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you. It's really three reasons. David is two of them.
Bless you.
One.
He just blurs. He moves so fast all the time. Well, tell us about the next event, David.
Well, Monica, as you mentioned, we're fortunate in that we are celebrating this year our 20th anniversary here in El Paso of having an opera company, my fourth year as artistic and general director. What a thrill to have 20 years behind us, and I hope many years in front of us. This coming Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m., we will be performing our Opera for All celebration, which we've had yearly since I've arrived, this year called our 20th Anniversary Gala, hosted by Cheryl Milnes. This will be about a 75-minute long concert at the Abraham Chavez Theater for everyone. Tickets are just $35. And afterwards, there'll be a performance by the band Vibe in the lobby for everybody. And then some patrons will join us and Mr. Milnes for a delicious dinner over at the El Paso Museum of Art. What a great celebration of 20 years.
Absolutely. Now, the tickets for the Opera for All are going to be available apparently by either calling your office, 581-5534, or through Ticketmaster, or at the Plaza Box Office, or at epopera.org. Now, for the premium table sitting and the dinner, the special portions of the program, apparently those are available by calling the offer directly.
581-5534. Thank you.
Very good. So that's going to be just an amazing performance, and what a great evening. Let's talk a little about the performers, both local and
Absolutely.
Imported, shall we
right.
say.
We've got some wonderful local talent, including a wonderful surprise performance to end the evening, Nessun Dorma from Turandot,
yes.
but sung not only by a legitimate tenor, Eric Hansen, but wonderful soul and pop singer Siobhan Williams here in El Paso. We also have the singing debut of Kelly Rumba coming in as a soprano locally. The wonderful Pamela Armstrong from the Metropolitan Opera from the New York City Opera joins us, as does David Portillo, a rising young tenor who had the start of his career here in El Paso, and a local done good, Melissa Parks, the marvelous mezzo-soprano from the Met, from Lincoln Center, who will be coming back to join us for the evening. But it's very special for me to bring in Mr. Cheryl Milnes, a man that I met just a few years ago, but who has such a pedigree in opera that it's a thrill for me to have him here. As far as I'm concerned, Cheryl, and don't blush there in Savannah, I think that you're the most important baritone dead or alive.
Oh, blush away. Go ahead.
Let's stay with that last verb.
You got it.
The last verb.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we got to get through this Saturday, okay?
Yes, sir.
I neglect.
We'll get through Saturday.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited.
Have you been here before?
Actually, I've never been in El Paso. And when one hears 20 years of an opera company, that indicates, of course, knowledge, David's planning, and then the word that I like the best, passion.
Oh, yes.
That means not only David and staff and singers, but that means community passion as well for music, especially for opera.
Well, I know that in David, El Paso has found one of these very, very skilled gardeners who's come in and rescued an absolutely vital patch of culture that he now has bearing this marvelous fruit. And part of it is that he attracts people like you. He is aware of you. He's able to convince you to come here and share with us. Tell us a little bit about your experience in the world of opera, please.
Well, I come from a small family dairy farm, which is rather atypical voice music opera.
Yes.
But my mother was a piano teacher, church choir director, so I was brought up in choral singing and the great sacred works.
Mm-hmm.
And listened to the Met broadcasts from the Met, you know, Saturday afternoons.
Yes.
Now, of course, there's the broadcast, but there's also HD. Way after my time. In fact, it was after my time at the Met, HD,
yes,
even though there's a bunch of DVDs out there. I'm young enough to have caught the DVD time, but old enough to have missed the HD time, all the letters.
Yes, but yes, alphabet soup.
You know, the music is primarily emotional. It's secondarily intellectual. We Americans sometimes miss that, the language thing, and we are so poor with languages. We think, well, if I don't understand it, then it can't speak to me. And, of course, that's really not right.
Oh, not at all.
Music, you know, emotions pass over all languages. You don't need to know a language to feel the emotion of music. The more you know, the better you can enjoy it. But it's primarily the muscle and the guts of the music that reaches into your heart.
At what moment in your career, if there is one particular one, did you know that you had made it as a professional opera singer?
That ever popular phrase, made it, whatever that means.
Whatever that means. That's deliberately vague.
It's a tough one. I mean, there are some answers.
Okay.
I suppose, hindsight is cheap, of course, but I suppose Louisa Miller in 68, 3 years after my debut, Richard Tucker, Montserrat Caballé, George Tozzi, Ezio Flagello, Tom Schippers conducting, and then the kid.
David is just writhing here listening to this.
Those names are beautiful.
Well, I suppose singing a huge Verdi role, I held my own with these acknowledged giants of the time, and I suppose then realized something along the lines of, I've made it. That's a broad phrase, and you know we don't have time to go into all of it.
I think you drew a pretty good picture of one of those moments, though, looking around and realizing that you are among greats, and so you must have made it.
The debut in Vienna at the State Opera, singing Tosca to Bolshoi as the only American in the cast.
Wow.
And while, you know, I'm not politically minded at all, but it was 1990, so it was still the USSR, and I couldn't help but feel, hey, folks, you know, this is what America's producing. Here I am.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't help that.
Wonderful.
Yes. Well, tell me, gentlemen, we have about a minute left. Tell me about the importance of what El Paso Opera is doing as far as these kinds of alliances and reaching out to the public with things like Opera for All.
You know, I think it's really important to be able to bring people of the stature of Mr. Milnes, Miss Armstrong, Miss Parks, to the people, and doing it at a price that everybody can afford. I love it that Cheryl will be here with people that are coming for just $35.
Yes.
And just come and enjoy it and understand that our opera is popular and for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It transcends all languages and all emotions.
Oh, you are going to be bringing such a wonderful dollop of whipped cream to our local Opera Sunday here. What a delight to know you are coming. We are so looking forward to it. My guests today, America's most famous legendary baritone Cheryl Milnes, who will be here for the 20th anniversary gala and Opera for All here coming up this Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater. My other guest, of course, David Grabarkowitz, artist director of El Paso Opera, who continues to pull joys out of his sleeves and make things happen. All theater tickets for this event will be $35, and there will be a special celebratory dinner at the El Paso Museum of Art at 7:30 that same evening. For information, you can call the Opera office at 581-5534 or go to epopera.org. Tickets will also be available through Ticketmaster or the Plaza Box Office. Thank you so much to both of you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, Monica.
Great pleasure. I'm looking forward.